Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here at Cheesehead TV. Coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat, getting myself centered up. Looking at you guys having some fun in the comments about Joe Barry. Guy hasn't even called a play yet. Merciless. Merciless. Randy, I'm looking at you. You guys are hilarious. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Happy President's Day. In so much as that is possible. Good morning, Rogers. How are you doing? John, good morning. Need more 90s sitcom intro in my life. Is that 90s? I feel 90s to me, but possibly. Good morning, Nicole. How are you? Justin, good morning. New Hampshire, checking in. What's up? Oshkosh Outlet Mall. Nate Baker, 27. Morning from the Oshkosh Outlet Mall. I used to work at the Oshkosh Outlet Mall. I helped open the Ralph Lauren store that's there, and I worked there for several years. Good times. Good times. That was a fun moment in my life. Joe, you're too kind. Thank you. I'm not a fan of the music. Well, guess what? Glug, glug. I am. So that's all that matters. That's the best part. I don't care if you don't like the music, because I do. So great. I love it. Woo, morning from the snow-covered state of Texas. Daniela, you guys are not ready for this. I'm telling you. I know it looks pretty and stuff, but man, Texas, yeah. You ain't ready. That reminds me of like a trip I took with my folks when I was very, very little. My sister and I must have been like 10 or 12 or something like that, around that age. And we went to visit my uncle in Colorado. He was stationed there for the Air Force. And on our way back, we hit a snowstorm in Kansas. And we got stuck in a little town called Oakley, Kansas, because their equipment for clearing snow at the state level, like to plow the interstate, was basically A, non-existent, and B, what they had was smaller than what we had on hand in Appleton to clear our roads. So I got stuck in Oakley, Kansas for 3 days. Luckily for me, there was a Star Wars marathon on HBO, so I was happy. My parents were really sick of Star Wars by the time we got unstuck. So Texas, Dallas. Everyone down south with the snow. I feel you, man. I hope you guys dig out. Newcomer. Nuclear family, what's up, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Who wins in a fight, Bakhtiari or Clark, O-line or D-line? In a fight, like a straight-up fight? Man. I want to say Clark on the merits, but probably Bakhtiari because he'd fight dirty. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. If anyone needs to see a Tom Grossi doppelganger from a punk band, check out Viagra Boys. That's music. Oshkosh Skechers, Euchre season. I don't know who needs that in their life, but if you do, Nathan's here to supply the power for you. Lewis, get what now? They're talking. We know that there are like a dozen teams who have inquired. The Packers are one of them, according to Bill Huber. That's all you can ask, man. They're doing what they can do. Max is the GOAT. All right, Ruben, slow down. I think if anybody is the GOAT, it's Brian Caribou. Come on, we all know this. Q King, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. No F's given. Nagler is my spirit animal. I'm out of F's to give, Q King. That's all I'm saying. Let's see what else we got. Got that one. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Is there a good place where someone breaks down the differences between Vic Fangio's scheme, what Joe Barry wants to run, and Mike Pettine's scheme? Not yet, Joe. I'm sure that will be produced some point here in the offseason by some intrepid X's and O's expert. If you want an overview, I don't think it's not heavily detailed or anything, but if you want an overview of what the Fangio-style defense is, Robert Mays with The Ringer had a pretty big piece out about it that week leading up to the Rams game, the Rams playoff game. Like I said, it's not hyper-specific as to scheme, but it does go over some of the principles and stuff like that and what the Rams were doing with the Fangio-style defense. But yeah, no, nothing major has been produced yet on the differences. Got that one. What else we got? Chris, thanks for the super chat. Give Barry a chance. Bowles went from being fired as a head coach to a DC with an exceptional talent, and look how that turned out. I'm not so sure that's a great comparison, because Todd Bowles was a pretty damn good defensive coordinator to begin with, which is why he got the head coaching job. Don't forget the job he did as defensive coordinator down in Arizona. You know, I understand what you're saying. You know, it would be nice to hand Barry some talent and see what he can do, which is essentially what's about to happen. But, yeah, Bowles didn't, like, fail twice and then get a head coaching job. He failed as a head coach in New York with the Jets, but who hasn't? You know? I hear what you're saying, though. I understand what you're talking about. Oh, what else we got? Brian was the man. I love listening to Railbird Central. Hope his bar-owning life is treating him well. I know he needs a haircut. My goodness. He put out a picture. Apparently, he hasn't cut his hair in a year because of COVID. He definitely looks like the hippie he was always meant to become, though. The meltdown that's going to happen when JJ goes somewhere else will definitely be something. Oh, 1,000%. I can't wait. I'm waiting. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for two things. I'm ready for either the complete over the fucking moon jubilation if he does sign in Green Bay, which is going to be completely off the hook and way overstated, saturated, however you want to say it, or he signs someplace else and there's a complete meltdown. Oh, the Packers don't want to win. Oh, Brian Gutekunst couldn't close the deal, blah, blah, blah. We'll have all of that. So either way, it's going to be a fun time. No doubt about it. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Have you watched the Rodgers documentary? You mean I believe it's a fan-produced one? Other than that, I don't know of any Rodgers documentaries. But yes, I've watched parts of it. Not the entire thing, though. Has Rodgers called you yet? Not yet, man. That's why I'm out at like 3 a.m. tweeting memes of him, GIFs of him to call me. Watt would open things up so much for Clark. Can't double both. Michael, 1,000,000,000%. Interesting nugget I found while reading around this weekend about Watt. He was the most double-teamed pass rusher, basically, regardless of position, in the NFL last year. That speaks to maybe a little bit to his lack of help down there in Houston and the fact that, yes, he only had five sacks. He did play all 16 games, only had five sacks. Maybe being double-teamed more than anybody else in the league had something to do with that. Just possibly. Packers can't afford him. It's ridiculous to buy into that. Gary, it's ridiculous to think that they can't afford him because you can afford anybody you want. It's the NFL. It's not checking off items for your, grocery list here. It's a next level thing that Rust Ball is up to the task of creating the space necessary. If there's a player you want, you go get him. The Packers can do that. Yes, COVID has crunched the salary cap in a way that has never been seen before. The Packers have been preparing for it for 9 months. And there's no question that the David Bakhtiari restructure from this past weekend is only the start of Russ Ball cooking. Ye of little faith. If there's a guy they want to get, they're going to be able to get him. There's zero question there. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Did you allude to Gray's tenure being in question? Sorry if you didn't. Wasn't sure. No, what? What? I'm so confused. The guy who just got hired as defensive coordinator? No. No, I did not. I'm very confused by that. Did you think Jamal firing his agent means he's trying to get a deal done to be a Packer? Doubtful. It's so hard to read between the lines sometimes, especially because, we're getting closer and closer to the start of the new league year where pressure ramps up to maybe get a deal done, etc. So that would be probably a spot we would inherently jump to as fans. But don't forget Rob's reporting around the situation that said that Jamal's people haven't even gotten a call. So I don't see how changing your representatives changes what Russ or Brian are doing on the other end of the phone. Now, maybe it's an emotional thing. You'd have to ask Jamal, but I got to imagine it's just looking. I mean, don't forget, like Aaron Rodgers back in the day fired his agent because after he'd been drafted, and he alluded to this a couple months, this year for the first time ever, I heard him say, maybe it was last offseason, something about how something that happened on draft day or draft weekend, not in relation to the Packers, but with another client, kind of upset him and basically planted the seed for him looking around. There's a million things it could be. Maybe these agents aren't paying enough attention. Maybe they're not the ones he had. I believe he was with Steinberg Sports. Maybe they weren't answering his calls quick enough, or maybe he wasn't high enough on the pecking order of attention. Who knows? But I don't think it's, my gut would be it's not specifically related to, oh, I want to make sure I try to get a deal with the Packers, because if the Packers aren't calling, not much you can do about that. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Can't wait for Cheesehead TV draft party. Hope all is well, Nags. Thank you, Justin. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All 3 days this year. God help us. All 3 days, we will be live. Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday. All seven rounds of the NFL draft. Cheesehead TV will be live. So, buckle up. Smoke if you got them. I don't think we understand how far ahead the Packers front office thinks and plans things out. Trust the process and chill out. I could not agree more. Most of the guys that hit the street, including JJ, will have been planned about, you know, modeled around, etc., months ago. Months and months ago, if not last summer, when it comes to the Green Bay Packers and their front office. You know, moves that get made in the league where it's quote-unquote news to fans and people on the outside, lots of times, most times, the pro scouts at 1265 Lombardi have been planning for it, you know, months down the line. 100%. They have no question. Now, they've looked at, you know, who is a likely cap casualty. Now, will there be some surprises? Probably. The one trick here, of course, is not knowing exactly where the cap is going to fit or fall. You know, you don't have an actual number to work with yet. In regards to where that cutoff point is going to be and where other teams might massage their salary. But there's no question that the pro guys, Brian, et cetera, have looked at the 31 other teams and have a board. They have, and this is true, they have a board, a free agency board, operates just like their draft board, where they put guys on there who they suspect or expect will be cut and become cap casualties. And they place them and they have them in tiers just like they do the draft board. So there's no doubt. You know, when you talk about the work going in at 1265 and being prepared and being able to go get a JJ Watt, they are ready to do it. There's no doubt about it. Does the new defensive coordinator have control over his positional staff, or is that LaFleur's call, little of both? Joe? That's a great question. You know what would be great is if we could, say, ask the head coach or defensive coordinator that very question. However, I haven't gotten to talk to either of them yet since the hire was made. So, I don't know. I would direct that question to Jason Wallers on Twitter. That's what I would do. Cut Kirksey. No, don't cut Kirksey. Kirksey still has value. I think, could he get cut? Yeah, it's a possibility. Would I do it? Not a chance. I'd definitely ask him about restructuring his deal. I'd definitely probably ask him to take a pay cut. But you look how he played down the stretch on the weak side. I don't think he just cut that. He played pretty damn well. He was rough to watch early when he was playing in the middle. No doubt about it. But, yeah, I wouldn't outright cut him. That's just me. Oh, boy. Oh, hitting the wrong buttons. Oh, no. Was there a time when the front office wasn't prepared in that way? I'm thinking of the 70s and 80s. Yes, definitely the 70s and 80s. Basically, this, you know, the way the front office operates now goes back to when Ron Wolf came on board. And you talk to anybody in personnel who has come up through Green Bay, and this is how they've operated. You know, now, they're like Brian has said, there have been tweaks and adjustments along the way. But for the most part, this is the system that Ron put in place. And it's been pretty damn good. You know, and you look at the guys who've gone about, whether it's John Schneider, Reggie McKenzie. Now, clearly, Reggie, it's funny watching the Raiders all of a sudden, you know, give John Gruden $100 million to take his job. But a lot of the players that they've had success with were Reggie's players. So yeah, it's a system that I think, you know, everyone who's been through it and in it really kind of understands the value of it and doesn't see much sense in trying to change it. Any chance Lane Taylor is back, or has that ship sailed? I think there's a chance, Brad. I mean, who knows where the Packers view the interior of their line, where they want to kind of bring back Lane. The problem with, you know, you bring Lane back and it's got to be for on the cheap, so to speak. And I do wonder about the Packers wanting to get their young guys more reps in camp, you know, because if Lane's there, he's taking reps away. And who knows where he is on in his rehab kind of schedule, et cetera. But I would think, you know, they drafted three young guys all along the interior last year. They probably want to get them to play and develop a little bit. So I do think Lane still has something to offer. He looked good last summer. He looked good in the very limited time we got to see him in week one. Hopefully he comes back right as rain is ready to hit the ground running. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that happens in Green Bay. I'd love to see him back, though, definitely. Samuel, thank you for the super chat. Can't discount what Jamal brings to the locker room. Rodgers and others spoke about team cohesion. Jamal's a big loss in that regard. Thoughts? It is, but it ain't show friends. It's show business. Yes, there's no doubt that he is valuable in that regard. Valuable in the sense that they will make monetary cap decisions around it? I tend to doubt it. It certainly plays in his favor. There's no doubt about it. God knows he is a joy to watch, not only on the football field, but in the locker room when you're interviewing him, pregame when he's doing his dancing. You love it all. But I don't think that sways the decision on the cap very much. Paul, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. For the family day holiday today in Canada, I just want to give a quick shout out to my brother Andrew for introducing me to Cheesehead TV, so you can blame Andrew. Thanks, Paul. Family day? Is it family day in Canada? I have no idea. That's cool, man. Happy family day. What else we got? Will they restructure Aaron Rodgers' contract? John, I think there's a very good possibility, yes. And not only to get cap relief, but to give the man some guaranteed money and get him to stop talking about beautiful mysteries in the future. But yes, I do think Aaron Rodgers' deal will get some kind of touch-up in the next kind of 3 weeks or so before the start of the new league year. Part of the issue is probably trying to figure out what the actual cap number is going to be. But yeah, I think we'll see something get done sooner rather than later. Bring back Big Dog. I think they will. With King likely gone, is this the last chance for Josh Jackson? Yes. 1,000%. Odds Big Dog comes back for one more run. I hope 100%. I wouldn't call it 100%. I think it's a good chance, but never tell me the odds. But yes, I would suspect they'd bring him back for one more run. But we'll see. Never really know when Brian's ready to hit the jettison button. Is Rodgers still in Green Bay or is he headed back to Cali? We don't have an official word on his whereabouts, but I would be absolutely shocked if he wasn't on the first thing smoking out of Green Bay as soon as the NFC Championship game was done. I think he did his last interview with McAfee from his home in Green Bay, though, so he was obviously not gone the first day. But, he usually is out of there ASAP. Sam, thanks for the super chat. All right, boss man, time to answer a hard-hitting question. Chicken wrap or chicken sandwich? Both grilled. That is definitely 1,000% chicken sandwich. Don't give me this new-age wrap crap. I want a sandwich. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for playing. What are the chances they keep Jones, or do you think they'll move on to Dylan? I think they will move on to Dylan, Jason. Love Aaron Jones. Hate that his last game in the green and gold was most likely that NFC Championship game with two fumbles and an injury and very little production. Hate it because he was so important to everything they did on offense for so long. But you're either moving forward or you're moving back, and I can't believe they're going to pay anything close to what Jones wants to stick around. So Get ready to draft A.J. Dillon in your fantasy drafts. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do with the brand. And we always have a real good time in our Patreon happy hour every Wednesday night in the offseason. Next one will be this Wednesday, Patreon members. Make sure you check out the page for all the info you need. If you can't, I totally get it. But please, just hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.
We'll be right back.